from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We're going into the last ever Babe Ridge series between the Giants and the A's this weekend. So super appropriate that we circle back to that and get out our thoughts on that as we head into the weekend. But what better person to do that with than the East Bay's own Dontrell Willis? Obviously went on to a phenomenal MLB career and now is with Fox's MLB coverage and Apple TV, and was kind enough to jump on the River Islands guest line right now. And I chatted up a little bit on the way out the door. Dontrell, thanks for doing it, man. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me. Really, truly, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No, thank you for hopping on. Mark Willard, FP Santangelo here. What does this mean to you that this is the last Giants-A's Bay Bridge games this weekend?
Yeah, I'd be lying to say if I wasn't gutted. You know, it's one of those things that you think about as, especially if you're an avid A's fan. This organization really, it truly saved my life. I mean, Dave Stewart, you know, it's well documented, is my hero. And this is a man that calls me ace. I mean, this is ridiculous, you know what I mean? But because of the impact, you know, that they had on the East Bay, I mean, it's our cathedral, you know. And so today I got a chance to call a game at Wrigley Field, and the passion and the joy they have for that organization and the memories they have. I mean, we have all those same memories in that stadium and as well as that parking lot, you know what I mean? And so it's really tough. I tell everybody I wanted to hit like Will Clark and throw like Dave Stewart. And so those are two Bay Area heroes. And so I truly feel gutted for the good people of the East Bay.
I wonder, Dontrell, in your mind, like, I'll just leave this open-ended. I'm not trying to pin you down here. But, like, what, in your mind, what led to this?
That's a great question. I mean, I guess you would have to ask what led to the Warriors leaving, what led to the Raiders leaving, you know, once again for a second time. I'm not into politics. I pay my taxes, thank God. You know what I mean? So I can't really answer that. But all I can answer is the people that I know and love that are passionate about these organizations and how much this hurts. So I don't know what led to it. My mom's more political. She's in the union and all that stuff for iron workers. She can tell you all that stuff. I can't tell you. I can tell you how to throw a backup slider and who I love and who I appreciate, you know, in sports. But you know, the A's were the joy of Oakland, you know, and so that joy is leaving. And so it's just truly painful, you know, to go through that. I'm going to make my way up to the Bay Area just to, you know, take my, you know, my see my friends and hang out with my mom at the game, because this is truly an organization and really an environment in an area that saved my life. And it inspired a lot of people like me and CC Sabathia to want to be big leaguers and want to be on that field. So that's all I can speak to as far as that. If I was a billionaire, I would put some on it, you know what I mean, to try to help them stay. But yeah, I just can't, you know, I don't know, but it hurts.
Come on, Dontrell, you got that kind of glue. Let's go.
I can put some on the concessions, but that's about it. I can freshen up those nachos, but that's about it.
Do you have one memory, maybe your fondest memory as a kid or as a player playing over there at the Coliseum?
Oh, man. You know what? Pitching in the high school championship there as a freshman, even though we lost to Akalani. I mean, it's the East Bay Cathedral. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as a kid, like, you know, it didn't matter what division you played in. You wanted to make it to the Coliseum. That was the goal. You know what I mean? And so I still have Coliseum dirt in my garage that I stole, you know what I mean, as a freshman playing for Incidental. I still have it in my garage. So, you know what I mean? The atmosphere, the vibe, to see people that you know and love be able to see, you know, you play at a high level, it's everything. And so, you know, I got a chance to pitch there and see my family and see my mom yelling on the stand like she's at a regular, you know, AAU high school basketball game and stuff like that. It was just fun. And so it still has that environment for the Oakland A's, and that's sad because, you know, they have some talented players moving forward.
Alameda's own Dontrell Willis, MLB great, now covering the game, Apple TV, Fox Sports, all of that, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Dontrell, what do you think the player perspective is on the idea of playing in a minor league ballpark next year?
They're hot about it. They won't say it, but I mean, you know, you call it the show for a reason. You know, Sandy knows what I mean by that. You know, I mean, this is the league of extraordinary gentlemen and women now. You know what I mean? And so you look across the bay, especially being an East Bay person, you see what happens when you build a beautiful facility, you know what I mean, like Oracle, and see how it changes the infrastructure and the jobs and what have you. So it's not just about having a beautiful facility, but it helps others as well. And so, you know, we want some of that. We deserve some of that. And so that's where I believe some of the bitterness comes from the East Bay, because look at all the talented players that have been in A's uniforms. I mean, not just, you know, Bay Area talented, but nationally known. I mean, so it's truly, truly unfortunate that they're leaving like this and really playing in a minor league stadium, because it's a show for a reason.
Yeah, you walk in to your first big league ballpark and it's like Hoosiers. You can walk up. Yeah, I remember right. The first time I walked up from the hot dog stand at Wrigley Field up the four stairs and where you were today, and you see Wrigley Field for the first time and you're like, I'm in the big leagues, or wherever right. You go. Can you imagine getting called up? That's the part I have a trouble with, getting called up to Sacramento. Like, and that's your first big league game and you're looking, and it's not a big league ballpark. It doesn't have the third deck. It's not a cathedral, as Dontrell's been talking about. So I don't know, maybe they build a stadium there eventually, Dontrell, but I'm sure the players are really having a tough time with that. And if that's your home field for 81 games, that's going to be tough for the players. And Dontrell's right. They can't really come out and say it.
Sure.
They can stay on the back of the plane drinking a beer or when they're out at the hotel bar after a game, but they can't say it publicly. They can't.
No, because, you know, the bottom line is you want to stay in the big leagues. You know what I mean? And that's just the bottom line and what have you. And there's a lot of people trying to develop their careers. I mean, people have fought all their lives to try to get in this situation. And I'm super proud of just the way they're playing right now amidst all this. I mean, I played in Miami for majority of my career, and there was always talk about a new stadium being built, and we were playing in a football stadium. Man, I was just trying to get Jim Tomei out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was just trying to get Jimmy Rollins out, and that, you know what I mean, and Ryan Howard. You know what I mean? I was just trying to compete at the highest level. You know what I mean? So, you know, they think about it, they hear the rumblings, but the bottom line is they still have a job to do for themselves, for the organization, and for their families.
Dontrell, I don't know where this is going, but does the idea of Major League Baseball in Vegas make sense to you?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's tough because it's so damn hot. So the stadium better be, you know, I mean, even if you want to have that retractable dome, if you want to have that energy, how are you going to sustain, you know, that as far as, you know, you see the basketball team doing well, you see the hockey team doing well, but, you know, can baseball sustain it, you know what I mean, inheriting another team? Now, I'm a diehard Raiders fan, so you see the success that they're having down there as far as, like, the attendance and what have you. So I think that's what they're banking on. And so there's a lot of people moving out in Vegas. I live in Arizona. You know, there's a lot of people moving to those desert-type cities that are growing so fast. So if you build it to a capacity that's controllable, I'm sure it has a chance to work, but I don't care about that. I'm from the Bay Area. I was born in Oakland. I grew up in Alameda. I feel like our fans, the citizens, deserve a new ballpark and some ball club to cheer for.
It's crazy, man. Oh, by the way, Raiders fan, huh? Why didn't they do more at the quarterback position in the offseason?
See, you're crossing the line. See, you're crossing the line right now. You know what I mean? You're crossing the line. I can hear that Niner energy coming out of your mouth, but that's okay. We have a chance, okay? I'm a diehard, okay? So I appreciate that, but don't ever disrespect me on this call ever again.
Hey. I'm just fresh. Listen, I'm fresh off of Netflix documentaries, and Davante Adams does not look happy, Dontrell.
You know what, though? I like my receivers angry. They're going to run the routes harder, though. You know what I mean? Let me tell you something. It's nice as Jerry Rice was, when he stepped on that toe, he was in and out of that block. And listen, I want my receivers angry and running those routes at a high level.
Dontrell, before you go, man, I just want to tell you, you're doing a good job, man. Great job. Just keep being you on the air. I watched today, did a great job on the Apple broadcast. Just keep being you, dude. You do a fantastic job as an analyst.
Hey, thank you, man. I really appreciate you guys, man. Have a good night, man. Appreciate it.
You as well. Dontrell, actually, hey, before you hang up, do you have a message to other East Bay sports fans?
Right now, I'm still grieving. You know what I mean? And I understand. I'm with them. Keep rooting for the players. You know what I mean? Because it's not their fault. That's how I feel about it. You know what I mean? They're playing their hearts out. They're doing everything they can with the Oakland, you know, iconic Oakland A's uniform on them. Just keep rooting for the players. And I get it. I understand. Trust me. I'm with them on ground zero. But nevertheless, it's not the players' fault. And they got some talented players on the roster that need to be celebrated.
Thank you so much for coming on our show, man.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Okay. Wow, what a ton of fun he is.
Yeah.
Dontrell Willis.
He keeps it real on the broadcast. He doesn't turn into broadcaster guy. He just talks. It's great.
It was really cool. Yeah. Really cool. That was that was fun.
It's a good way to end a week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.